Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wish to begin by thanking Awain Sahib, Ashraf Sahib and the IPR and of course Mohit for providing this opportunity to be here and talking about a subject which is of course very, very important for everybody in Pakistan. And being the last speaker, you know, everybody wants the speech to end before it finishes because they've had a long session, so I'll try and make it short and stick to the deadline given by Ashraf Sahib. I've known Mohit for some years now, and what has always struck me is his penchant for a fresh approach all the time, of thinking outside the box, and being very candid and very blunt about it. I think, and this is what he has done in this book also, because he has written a very seminal and path-breaking work on a subject or an issue which has always been there as part of our lives, the third party's role. But nobody has actually spoken in detail about it. Nobody has written about it. Nobody has been able to work out a very illuminating theoretical construct as Mohit has done. And I think it's going to serve as a reference point for future research and more scholarly work on the subject. And I commend Mohit for doing that. I think this is the first time it has been done, and it's very illuminating to see how US has actually behaved in a crisis between Pakistan and India. And it was more fascinating to read how Pakistan and India themselves have behaved vis-a-vis United States, and also in terms of the crisis which has erupted between the two states. And we are all aware, I think it's very interesting to note that the conflict environment between Pakistan and India, I think it's very unique. I don't think it's present anywhere in the world. Here are two countries who are nuclear armed states. They are neighbors. They have a history of conflict. They have fought wars. There is no bilateral sustained mechanism for dialogue and communication. In fact, the issues of conflict, instead of getting resolved, are being added. We have this issue of the Chinese BRI and the opposition to CPAC and the border issues. So I think it's a very unique environment which is available for the whole world to look at. And since we are nuclear states and we have the habit of getting into a crisis every few years, obviously the world gets worried about it. The most important aspect of this book, in my view, is its focus on the role of the United States. And one may call it a third party, but we all know that it's not a third party, it's the United States. Because no other third party has played any significant role since the nuclear blast or nuclear test between the two countries. We can talk about Kargil or the Twin Peaks or Mumbai, and even after that, the so-called surgical strikes and other things happening between India and Pakistan, it has always been the United States. And I think the basic thesis of this book, and I tend to disagree a little in the sense that if the thesis of this book and the crisis management concept between India and Pakistan remains hostage to a so-called third party, or may I say, United States, and I don't think we are going to go anywhere. Because if the premise is that we are not able to do anything ourselves, and we must depend upon what the United States says or does, is I think would be doing a great harm to ourselves and this region. And why do I say that? Because the concept of brokered bargaining, as has been explained in the book, I think there are four issues which I need to highlight. Some of them have been mentioned by Mohit in his book. The first is that the mere fact that whether you approach the United States or the third party, or whether it is unsolicited, the fact remains that you hand over your process control to the third party. So you lose control over whatever you want to do. So you are dependent on what the third party would say, do, message, and evaluate your behavior, and then give you whatever face saving you need, or whatever, you know, perspectives you are looking for, or your interests you are looking for. The second aspect of the third party or the US role is that the United States has always looked at the crisis management or crisis de-escalation from its own strategic interests, from its own perspective. And we can have a discussion on how it happened in Kargil when, and Shimshar Sahib is sitting here and others, when both the countries actually were almost, had almost decided bilaterally how to de-escalate. And the United States, because of its own interest, actually scuttled the whole process. And we can take example of the Twin Peaks standoff of 0102. I don't think it was anything else but the problems US would have faced, ISAF would have faced in Afghanistan had Pakistan pulled out from the western borders and disallowed use of its airspace and the bases for ISAF forces. The whole operation would have stopped dead in its tracks. And I think that was the key reason, not because of any other reason that US actually wanted the crisis to de-escalate per se. And secondly, I think it was because the Indians had lost all strategic and operational surprise once they assembled, because the Pakistan armed forces were also actually assembled and prepared. As far as Mumbai is concerned, well, I think it worked both ways. And I think both countries came out, India more so in terms of meeting its strategic objectives and not Pakistan. The third thing, this concept of brokered bargaining, the third problem which I think it has is that it's very temporary in nature, and we have realized, and my view is that whether it was Kargil or whether it was the Twin Peaks or Mumbai, there is no sustained effort of this brokered bargaining which is post de-escalation, which means it is not actually, this brokered bargaining is not looking at conflict resolution. It is only looking at a temporary de-escalation of crisis, and that's it. So it is not giving you that advantage, strategic advantage to both the countries that, yes, okay, US has leverage over Pakistan and India also. So why should it not sustain its brokered bargaining concept into peacetime after de-escalation and make sure that this does not happen again? But it has not happened. And we need to perhaps ask ourselves, why hasn't the United States actually done that? And the last of all, I think the brokered bargaining actually defeats the main purpose of bilateralism. And my experience is, having seen all these three crises up close, there has always been communication between India and Pakistan, whether it was Kargil or the standoff of 2001 and 2, Mumbai, and after that, over the last 8 years, whether both the countries were locked in a subconventional or covert warfare, whether it was surgical strikes, or whether it was, you know, what was happening in Kashmir and Balochistan and in KPK, I think there has been constant communication between the two countries, and in my view, is that the stability brought to crisis has been much better when both the countries have communicated in whatever manner they have communicated than when they sort of recoursed to the third party or United States in this case. This is what my take is on the thing. And last of all, Mohit has also talked about future of brokered bargaining in South Asia. I think we need to understand what is happening in between India and Pakistan. You know, we have I just mentioned it's a unique relationship. We have a conflict of, environment of conflict which is not even stable. What talk of resolution? And things are getting added into it. We have a massive force modernization program of the Indians. We have a strategic relationship between India and USA which is actually helping this force modernization. We have this nuclear and conventional arms race which is going into areas of space, which is going into ABMs, into moving, and which is having all this would have an effect on deterrence framework in South Asia. And I think my thesis is that instead of really looking at always at third party interference or third party role, I think it is time that Pakistan and India establish a bilateral framework, learning some lessons from the Cold War, that despite their adversarial relationship, Americans and Russians were able to have a framework of communication, of dialogue, of strategic understanding, while maintaining their adversarial relationship. I'm not saying that India and Pakistan will become friends tomorrow, but I think the only way we can progress in the subcontinent is to establish a more robust bilateral framework where at least there is communication taking place. And I would totally agree with what Riaz Sahab has said, there is a need for the leadership to meet very frequently. I think it is important that there is communication, and whenever a crisis erupts, it is better to talk to each other and de-escalate than to look at somebody else who has obviously its own interests and perspectives. This is all what I had to say. Thank you so much.